When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world.
It is April 26, 2024.
I need some thoughts and prayers, please.
All right. You're getting all of them right now.
Thank you. Thank you. You don't want to know what you're praying for?
No, I never do. I just want to give you all my positive energy.
You're so nice. Well, I'm going to Girl Guide Camp this weekend.
Yep. Okay. Thoughts and prayers.
But my biggest worry is that I'm in charge of food. I went to the grocery store last night. I got it all. Yep. But then when I got home, of course, you don't usually have food for 16 people room in your fridge for it.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So I, you know, had to put it in drawers. I had to put some in our mini fridge. I had to put some in the fridge freezer, some in our deep freeze. And the thoughts and prayers are so that I remember everything.
Okay. How important would it be, or how important is everything? Like, there's no hierarchy.
There is no hierarchy. Like, everything needs to come. You know, you need the marshmallows. You can't have a s'more without a marshmallow, you know?
Yeah. No, that's fair. Do you have a system in place right now to not forget everything?
I have my grocery list from yesterday that I checked off as I walked around the grocery store. So I think I'm just going to get a different colored pen and check off everything as I take it out of the freezer and put it in the cooler.
Okay, that's smart. I'm just letting you know this right now. Uh-huh. If you forget something, I'm not bringing it to you, Steph.
John, I thought you were going to be like, I'll be your friend. I'll help you.
You're already getting all my prayers for the week.
We have been laughing a ton in the studio. I've got some smiley ladies in here. Jackie and Vanessa are here from the Northern Lights Health Foundation. Thanks so much for coming.
Oh, thanks for having us.
This is so fun. It is one of the best weeks of the year, I think. What's going on next week?
Next week, we have Smile Cookie from April 29th to May 5th at all the Fort McMurray Tim Hortons locations.
So Smile Cookies, those are the ones at Tim Hortons that have the blue eyes and sometimes the disheveled smile, depending on who is decorating it, because you have opportunities for a lot of people to go in and get to decorate, right?
Absolutely. We do not judge anyone's icing skills. So we have volunteers throughout the community that come and help us ice the cookies at every location throughout the week.
I'm going to be honest. I kind of hope that somebody makes a blunder on it because it means you get more icing. Like, it's like, please be somebody that loves really big expressive eyes.
Oh, love it. So if we have a volunteer that creates those, we'll put those aside for you, Steph, and you can
come pick those up. Yes, absolutely. How much are the cookies?
They're $1.50 each.
And how many are we hoping to sell this year?
We're hoping to sell 20,000.
20,000 cookies, yeah. And all of the money goes to the Northern Lights Health Foundation, right?
100% of the Smile Cookie proceeds will be going to the Northern Lights Health Foundation to support our local healthcare.
Okay, and so supporting local healthcare, what does that look like?
So we at the Health Foundation fund various programs, equipment, and services throughout our region. So right now we're looking to raise some money for some bariatric wheelchairs, some halo bassinets for maternity. The list continues and goes on and on and on. Our community has been incredible for helping us raise money over the years and supporting up to about $80 million in projects. Wow. Since our inception. So we really rely on fundraisers like Smile Cookie to be able to fund this essential healthcare needs equipment, programs, and services here in Wood Buffalo.
Well, big thanks to everybody who donates. So we're trying to sell 20,000 cookies. That means we need 20,000 smiles. How can people help?
You can obviously purchase some Smile Cookies all next week. It'd be great to have some volunteers to maybe make those errors on the iced tea. We have sign-up options on our social medias. So if you want to go check out the Facebook event or any of the links that are in our posts, it'd be great to see everyone come out.
And at four different Tim Hortons. So if you have a Tim Hortons that's close to you, for instance, I was hearing that even Gregoire is participating. I live in Gregoire. I'd love to volunteer there. You can do that. Or downtown Eagle Ridge and Thickwood. I was like, we have four Tim Hortons. Where's the fourth one? Jackie, Vanessa, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Anything else you'd like to add?
We can't wait to see everybody next week. Come get your smiles.
Yeah.
I don't think that the world wants me to have this bicycle.
Really?
Yeah, so much has gone against me in the, I don't know, 4 days I've had it. I got Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 days I've had it. Well, yesterday. Boy, do I have a story for you. I went to dinner with our awesome radio technician, engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And after dinner, it was great. It was fine. I walked outside, and maybe 30 seconds after I walked outside, I twisted my ankle harder than I think anybody has ever twisted their ankle.
On what?
A hole. Yeah, and the best part about it is as I look out the window right behind me, I can still see that exact hole. It's kind of laughing at me.
So you fell in a pothole is what you're saying?
Yes.
And I just want to clarify, you were walking, you were not on the bike?
Not yet.
Okay.
Now, the reason I think the world doesn't want me to have a bike is because I biked there.
Oh, no.
So the world was like, okay, bike home, dummy. Yeah, bike home on your... So I did. And then the second I got out of the parking garage where my bike is stored... It's chained up. Nobody steal it.
Yeah.
It started to rain.
Aww.
So that's two. And then when I got home, the second I got home after being in excruciating pain, usually it takes me about, I don't know, 20 minutes to get home on bike from where we are.
Yeah.
Yesterday, it took me about an hour.
Oh, John.
And the second I got home, I entered my house. I started walking down the stairs. The second I got to the very bottom landing... I just decided to bite my tongue. I just bit my tongue as hard as I possibly could. I was like, this is awesome. Let's just do this. My day wasn't any worse. And now I have a major cut going down the side of it. It hurts when I speak. So it kind of sounds like I have a lisp right now.
Do you think that maybe that bike just had bad juju and you should like take it back and get a different one?
Maybe. Maybe that's exactly what I have to do. I got to get a different bike. Same model.
Same model. You like that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's just, yeah, something about it. Somebody must have died on the bike, and that's why it was on sale.
I'm sorry you're having such a rough time, John.
Thank you. Steph, I seriously need your advice.
Ooh, I'm ready.
I do not know how to get rid of all the spiders in my basement.
Ooh.
I've looked all over the internet. They're like, oh, put vinegar in a cup, and then they'll all be dead in the morning. And I'm like, what?
Okay, I don't know if that one's going to work. I do have one product that I always say they don't pay me to endorse it, but they should because I've gotten them so many customers.
Okay, please.
Okay, so it's called Spider Band.
I've literally never heard of this stuff.
All right. It's also called Spider Out. So there's two different names for it. You can Google it. You can also buy it at a regular hardware store, Canadian Tire, Home Hardware. They all have it. It's in a gray bottle and has a purple logo on it.
Okay.
Yellow writing. It's amazing. So I actually have been using this for years, and you literally just spray it around your door frames and window frames at the beginning of the season. I just sprayed it the other day at my house because there was a spider in my house, and I will not see another spider until next spring.
And how do we think it works? Like, do we know what it is?
I'm not sure. When I spray it, my husband makes me wear gloves, a mask, and put my clothes in the washer right afterwards. I haven't read up too much on how poisonous it is or bad for us it is.
Okay,
but well, I like to think that it smells bad and spiders just stay away and I'm not murdering anybody.
Okay, well, in that case, I think I might have to get a sign off from my landlords to spray this thing inside my house. My other move was to just leave. Goodbye. Spider season is back. No thanks. I had a good run on the show.
Ultimatum, I guess, for your landlord. Can I spray this stuff or you have to find a new tenant? It is the Service Credit Union Spring Food Drive Eve.
It is Food Drive Eve, yeah.
Michelle Hand is here from the Wood Buffalo Food Bank. And very exciting weekend. I mean, it's so fun to go to a grocery store this weekend because everybody is just dancing out front. They're excited to be there. Tell us about what's happening.
Yeah, so I was telling all of our staff yesterday and talking to all our volunteers to make sure that they have their windows down on the trucks and play pumped all the way up.
That's right.
So we want some, like, we want to see your best dance moves this weekend.
Very exciting.
But we're going to have volunteers at all our local grocery stores collecting food for the Wood Buffalo Food Bank. We're there on Saturday and Sunday at all local grocery stores, including Superstore and Walmart.
So if you're going shopping this weekend, what are some of the things you can expect to find on a list?
Oh, so we're always needing diapers, fives and sixes. We run out of those really quickly, as well as your canned, your condensed soups, canned meats. Some of those other things you might not think about would be coffee, some dinner kits. Think like taco kits, pizza kits, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Those are always really easy, great meals for someone just to up and make quickly.
And if you have some extra time this weekend, you're always looking for some extra help, right?
We are. So we've actually moved the shifts down from 3 hours. Now they're only 2 hours long.
Okay.
So it's 2 hours of your life. Come out, hang out with us, give back to your community. If you want, you can just sign up right on our Facebook page. You can even give me a call personally, and I will get you signed up or walk you through the process. We have lots of stores that still need some volunteers for them. So come out. We're going to have John driving around.
That's right. Sunday, yeah. I'll be everywhere.
Yeah, so he's going to be around. He's going to be interviewing some people and asking, you know, why they came out to volunteer. So it's going to be a really good time. And hopefully the weather is great. That sun will peek out and we'll have a great weekend.
Yeah.
I'm going to cross my fingers for that. Now, I know that when I go to the store and buy stuff during the food drive time, you know, there's people of all different ages there. Who can volunteer?
Oh, I mean, if you can, I always say we love having kids volunteer. It's really hard to say no to a kid, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But so absolutely. And it's anywhere from, you know, we've had 2-year-olds that have come out. We've had parents with babies that have come out, all the way up to as long as you're able to stand on the concrete for 2 hours. We'd love to have anyone of all ages.
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's great to meet somebody. If you just want to volunteer by yourself, you might meet your new best friend. But also, if you want to make it a family affair, make it a mother-daughter date, make it something that you can do with a friend even, it's a cool thing to do. Now, Michelle, where can they sign up?
Yeah, so if you go onto our webpage, under the link Hunger Heroes, you're going to see a tab that says Volunteer. You click your Volunteer tab on the right-hand side of the page. There is a button that says Our Volunteer Hub. It takes you to a Vomo app. You create an account, and then you are going to have all the opportunities. We've changed the sign-up links a little bit different because we actually want to be able to track the economic impact of the volunteers that come out. So every volunteer hour is equivalent to monetary value. So we're trying to track that data and actually show not only how much food we've got in, but how much our volunteers have, you know, provided as well with just their use of their time.
Really cool. So Michelle is going to come back on Monday morning. She's going to give us an update on how things went. And we expect that everybody, if you're able, is going to be super generous this weekend and really make this a success. Do you have a goal in mind?
So our goals never change really from year to year, but we're looking for 35,000 pounds of food and $50,000.
All right. So if you can't get to the grocery store, you can certainly donate. You can buy gift cards. They're able to put that money to work and sometimes make it even bigger than a food donation would be.
Absolutely. Yes.
Michelle, thanks so much for joining us. Make sure you sign up to help with the Service Credit Union Spring Food Drive. It's happening this weekend and it's always a ton of fun.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.